total. That's roughly 3% of military spending to help end a pandemic that's taken more American lives than any war and nearly 20 million lives worldwide so far. If you could comment on this and how it all pushes for, as you see it, Medicare for all.
Well, absolutely. Look, the fact is we do need federal coverage for the uninsured for COVID, and that should be done urgently. But that is a Band-Aid, a needed Band-Aid. But really, the problem is far broader. We need universal health care so that people have all medical conditions covered, so that people, regardless of whether it's COVID or another infection or another chronic illness, do not need to worry about going bankrupt because they need to see a doctor or go to the hospital. I think the other point here is that this is a virus that is not going away. Okay? And so simply another stopgap, while important, is not a substitute for real universal reform so that this can be taken care of indefinitely. Finally, the point you made about underfunding our pandemic response is exactly correct. Look, we went into this pandemic underfunding public health agencies. We need to be expanding our public health infrastructure to tackle not only the pandemic of the present, but the pandemics of the future, to say nothing of the other health threats that face us in the years to come, like the impact of climate change and much more. So we should be expanding our public health infrastructure. We should be moving to a universal Medicare for all system to take care of everyone regardless of illness. And we should be doing those things right now, even as we're creating those stopgaps to deal with the deficiencies in our current system.
Dr. Gaffney, could you also say quickly, what do you think can be done to increase vaccination rates in the U.S.?
Well, I think an important point of comparison is the United Kingdom that has much higher rates of boosters, right? And that tells you something, because most people who have already been fully vaccinated presumably aren't totally vaccine hesitant. And the fact that they haven't been boosted suggests that part of the problem is the medical care system, that we are not doing sufficient outreach directly to people at high risk of severe outcomes if they have COVID. So I think that there's a lot we can do creatively in terms of pushing out vaccinations. People have talked about door-to-door campaigns, workplace clinics, school clinics, and much more. But I think part of the problem does fall back on a fragmented and privatized healthcare system that has not performed at the level of, for instance, the United Kingdom's National Health Service in actually getting vaccines into arms and getting boosters into arms among a population that we know is at least willing to have some vaccinations. So I think there's a few things that can be done, but I think the important thing is that more can be done, more has to be done, and we shouldn't tacitly accept unnecessary deaths from COVID and assume that there's something that can be done.
Let me end asking Dr. Oney Blackstock about what you think is the most important issue right now when it comes to COVID-19 in the Black community.
Yes, I think there are a number, of issues. However, there needs to be really, as a discussion is saying, sort of increased focus on ensuring that people have access to the care that they need. That's one. But also protections. We know that support for, mass mandates and other types of safety measures are higher in the Black community compared to the white community. We actually saw this study released yesterday showing that the more that white Americans hear about racial inequities, the less likely they are actually to support COVID-19 safety measures. So we're seeing these sort of opposing forces, even though the reality is that we are all interconnected and that, if the Black community has, access to care, to safety measures, that actually is something that can protect all of us. So we need to actually just increase our support for access to prevention and treatment for COVID.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Oney Blackstock with Health Justice and Dr. Adam Gaffney at Harvard Medical School. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
to WRCC Pittsburgh.
You forgot to say who you are and with what band.
Yeah, I know. Hello, this is Reza from Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to WRCP Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 2212 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, Mountain Streams Radio from WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Mando Richard, and we have got an eclectic show for you today, I tell you that. We will start off with our Liquored Up set as we usually do. We will close down with the gospel set like we usually do. But in between, you're going to hear lots of different kinds of music from all over the folk spectrum. Well, let's get the Liquored Up set going, shall we? Here comes Chesapeake singing about the genie in the wine right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
I've taken on, I must see it through. Tonight I'll go all the way, forgetting you. Even though I've tried escape, my mind keeps running back. Maybe this bottle is the courage that I lack. The spirit's in my hand, should scare the ghosts away. But if I find the choice I've made seems to be in vain, your memory doesn't dwell inside my fragile mind. It wakens from its hiding place deep within the wine. Rub the glass and you'll appear inside my mind. Drink it down and unlock the door. I'm setting free the genie. Me are etched around my eyes. The truth that I want you back shows through my disguise. It's time to face the fact, to hell what others say. I'd rather have some misery than your memory go away. Rub the glass and you'll appear inside my mind.
pain and feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Having fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
Kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, this is Michael and Laurel from Red Tail Ring, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richards.
Healthy breakfast should always include good Nebraska oats and Kentucky whiskey.
I told you about the girl I met at Vine and 18. I met one last night that beat her all I seen. She drank 20 quarts of beer in 1 hour and 10 minutes and jumped up from the table and looked at me and started grinning and hollered, "Oh, bring another beer to kill my hunger." I said, "Oh, baby, better pray that you don't burst." Every 10 minutes she would take a little walk, and every time she'd go and come, she wants 5 more quarts. I asked her, "What did she do to make room for more?" She looked at me and said, "You fool, wouldn't you like to know?" And hollered, "Oh, bring another beer to kill my thirst." I said, "Oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. Look out, hubba, hubba."
wanted to do was eat. She ordered a 5-pound T-bone with potatoes and beef. She said, I'm on a diet, daddy, then looked around. She said, I want another beer so I can smooth it on down. And hollered, ah, oh, ain't another beer to fill my thirst. I said, oh, little girl, you better pray that you don't burst. Look out! $50 all I have. She said, okay then, daddy, you call me a cab. I looked down at her stomach and she took a glance. She said, on second thought, you better call an ambulance. And hollered, ah, room 308. I'm going to the operating table. That's what I got to take.
Drinks, but if you do, don't let strange men mix drinks for you. When playing cards and conversation is best if you drink less. And when you dance the whole night through, that's when you can have maybe more than two. Choose what you drink carefully. The gin will ruin your complexion. Grandma's rules for drinking. Grandma was no fool. Grandma's girls had rules. These are Grandma's rules for drinking. Three daughters at home and a husband gone off in the bush on a survey job. Young mamsels in a post-war town. Trouble is never far. But Grandma had a sensible view, unlike the nuns at the convent school. You can know your Hail Marys off by heart and still be without a prayer. These are Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Grandma was no fool. Grandma's girls had rules. These are Grandma's rules for drinking. Different times, but it's fair to say they still apply. A modern girl can always use good words from a wise old bird. Don't drink mixed drinks, don't let strange men with conversation and cards. Best to drink less. When you dance, you can have a few more. Gin will ruin your complexion.
These are Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Grandma was no fool. Grandma's girls had rules. These are Grandma's rules for drinking.
Thank you.
big fan of the new Alison DeGroote and Tatiana Hargrave's record, Hurricane Clarice, and what you're hearing is The Bed While I Talk to You Right Now is a track called Wellington. Let me tell you about the Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Chesapeake. From their 2006 record, Rising Tide, you heard them singing about the genie in the wine. Yeah, the wine's not going to help him forget her, is it? Then Willie Nelson came up, and he gave us Drinking Champagne, a song written by Bill Mack, and I think it was a hit for George Strait in 1990, and for Cal Smith before that in 1968. Drinking Champagne, that's from Willie Nelson's 2010 record, Country Music. After the PSA, we dug into that cheap old wine and whiskey compilation that I go into from time to time, the Liquored Up set, where it's from Jimmy McCracklin, doing a Beer Tavern. And the last thing was a cute song from back in 2012, Annie Lou giving us the title track to her release, Grandma's Rules for Drinking. This next set is going to be rather eclectic. It's going to start off with Pete Seeger. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Come all you rounders, for I want you to hear the story of a brave engineer. A.C. Jones was the rounder's name. On a great six-wheeler, boy, he made his team. Now the caller called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He stepped into the cabin with his orders in his hand. Said, I'm gonna take my trip to the promised land. Now, Casey Jones! Casey Jones! Casey Jones! I'm gonna take my trip to the promised land. Pour on your water, boys, shovel on your coal. Stick your head out the window, see the drivers roll. Run her till she'll leave the rail from 8 hours late with a western mail. Now Casey passed out of South Memphis on a fly. Heard the fireman say, boy, you got a white eye. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Casey Jones! Casey Jones! Casey Jones! The man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Now Casey got to that certain place. Rule number 9 said him straight in the face. He said to the fireman, boy, you better jump, for the two locomotives and they're bound to bump. Oh, Mrs. Casey Jones, she sat there on the bed. She got the telegram that her poor husband was dead. He said, go to bed, children, and hush your crying, cause you got another papa on the Salt Lake line. Casey Jones! Casey Jones! Casey Jones! Got another problem on the Salt Lake line.
Deep blue ocean has come between, like the end of the evening and an old limousine. Looking down below from the hotel balcony, the cars are all pulling away, ways back to the sea. Miles of coastline constantly recede, and put a little more ocean in between you and me. But when the sun goes down, slip into a dream,
city sounds like breaking waves and rocks us both to sleep. So if you wanna get a little bit closer to me, take your heart down to the beach and soak it in the sea. You can spend all night wishing on every star you see. That's not as close as the ocean, as the ocean is to me. That don't mean a thing, like you and your lovers can come and go as they please. You know that the ocean grows continuously, so let it take you away like an old limousine. And if you wanna get a little bit closer to me, then take your heart down to the beach and soak it in the sea. You can spend all night wishing on every star you see, but that's not as close as the ocean, as the ocean is to me. Spend all night wishing on every star you see, but that's not as close as the ocean, as the ocean is to me. The deep blue ocean has come between, like the end of the evening and an old limousine.
Another Bed, and another track from Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves, and from their new record Hurricane Clarice. This time you're hearing the old fiddle tune Nancy Blevins. Now let me tell you about that last set of music you just heard. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Pete Seeger. And I apologize for the surface noise on that. It was from a 78 I digitized recently. His version of Casey Jones from a 1946 78 RPM record album called America's Favorite Songs. And Pete was one of the artists who worked on that. Then we went to China. And we heard from Hei Jinhua. And she played a very interesting instrumental piece called Meeting by Moonlight. That's from her new Smithsonian record, Songs of the Nakshi of Southwest China by Hei Jinhua. Then we heard from Jim Getty and Amelia Baker, who often does business as Cinderwell. And you heard a single they put out earlier this year called Pullin' Bracken. Then a record that came out last year from the Pine Hearts, You heard Oceans and Limousines from their record Lost Love Songs. This next set's going to start off with some silliness. You'll enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine yet my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. I'm stuck to bird on my shoulder. It's truth, it's act, everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine headed my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. I'm stuck to a bird on my shoulder. It's truth, it's act. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety, clack. Take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spray ice, prattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter. Take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes. Engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls. Take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses walk along, trees in the houses walk along, truck in a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again, roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Back
Sophia Quaby.
I'm Grace Quaby.
And I'm Huldah Quaby, and we are the Quaby Sisters, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandel Richard.
Nevada girls, and listen to my noise. Don't you go marry them Utah boys. If you do, your fortune will be cold cornbread and beefsteak. That's all you will see. Cold cornbread and beefsteak. That's all you will see. When he comes a courtin', I'll tell you how it'll be. He takes no coffee and he takes no tea. He speaks to your father in a reverential tone, and he almost always leaves his other wives at home. He almost always leaves his other wives at home. Whenever he comes in, the first thing you will hear is, "Madam, has your daddy killed a deer?" The next thing he says whenever he sits down is, "Madam, your Johnny cakes are bacon too brown. Madam, your Johnny cakes are bacon too brown." Hardly got no windows at all, with a clapboard roof and a puncheon floor. This is the way all Utah ore. This is the way all Utah ore. He take you to his home on Juniper Hill. There he may leave you much against your will, to freeze you on the desert and to starve you on the plains. But this is the way of the Utah man. This is the way of the Utah man. The old brindle cow and put it in a gourd. Put it in the corner and a cover with a board. Some gets a little and some gets none. This is the way that Utah runs. This is the way that Utah runs.
The rooster crows, 'cause I doubt the boy he's waiting for.
goodness gracious, I've been having so much fun playing music for you that it's almost time for the station break. What you're listening to now is Vi Wickham and Justin Branham doing the Westphalia Waltz from Armadillo on a Hot Tin Roof, that record they put out in 2018. Now let me tell you about that five-song set that you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard Zip-a-dee-doo-da from a group of all-stars from the Pine Castle record label. They called themselves A Dream is a Wish. I think it's whoever was hanging around the studio that day got in on the act. Zip-a-dee-doo-da. Then we heard from Woody Guthrie doing Riding in My Car, the car song. That's from back in the 1940s. And then we went back to 1935 for Milton Brown and his Musical Brownies doing The House at the End of the Lane. And then from 1996, we heard the Bunkhouse Orchestra gave you Nevada Girls. And that's from that old compilation, Old Time Music on the Air, Volume 2. Then the last thing in the set was a new track from Echo Valley's new record, Wildest Dreams. You heard We're Gonna Find a Preacher. Well, we're going to find the station break in just a minute. After the station break, we'll be back with more great music right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-toota.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
Stay tuned for more music on Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We are going to start off the second part of today's Whiskey Before Breakfast on the blues side of the family. Here comes Big Walter Horton.
Have evil on your mind.
man gets up early in the morning, leaves his wife in bed. She'll lie there, the kids wakes up and cry, get up and cook some bread. Let me tell you a thing or two that a woman like that will never do. And the man that brought the home sweet home, he never would have married man. He never had no loving wife to feed him with a frying pan. She'll meet you at the door when you're gonna come in. She'll knock you down with a rolling pin. And the man that brought the home sweet home, he never would have married man. Comes in at dinner time hungry and he wants to eat. By the wife